blowing of the trumpet. Described at the appointed time, and you'll find that in Leviticus 23, verses 23 to 25. You'll also find it in Numbers 29, 1 through 6. You know, with our God, nothing is accidental. Sometimes it feels that way, because our emotions and our soul kind of wraps us up and we go in the wrong direction. The blowing of the shofar in the synagogue is a reality that happens for the Jewish New Year. Obviously, this year is no different. Then it says, return of Yeshua will be announced by the blowing of the trumpet or the shofar. Matthew 24, which is where we're going. In Matthew 24, it's kind of fitting that in verse 9, it says, persecution of believers. He says, you can expect to be persecuted, even killed. Now, you know, Jesus is bringing good news, right? But it doesn't sound that way to me. Why? He came to bless me and to fill my pockets with money and a new car. And at one time, if I didn't have a Cadillac, I wasn't a real Christian. But that's not what he said. If you back it up, it says in verse 7, nations will go to war against nations, kingdoms against kingdoms. That's where we're at. And there will be terrible earthquakes, horrible epidemics. Huh? That's what it says. Horrible epidemics. Footnote. Although missing from the Greek manuscript, horrible epidemics is found in the Hebrew, Matthew, the Aramaic, and the majority of Greek text. So he gave us a clue. So should we panic? No. This is how the birth pains of the new age will begin. Don't grunt. You know, your emotions are going to strain a wee bit. How many of you felt the anointing as that CD was playing? Your hand up too. Felt it. Thank you. You can expect to be persecuted, even killed. For you will be hated by all the nations because of your love for me. Because of your love for me. Then many will stop following me and fall away. Ooh, get a clue. And they will betray one another and hate one another. That's not the unbelievers. That is the believers. Did you hear it? Many will stop following me and fall away. He hasn't changed his course. And they will betray one another and hate one another. So the very commission to love one another has now been transitioned to hatred. I wonder if some of those strange gods that have come to take over the nation have penetrated the church. Are you done with your book?
We're going to go beyond where I am. Almost.
Me too. I'm almost done. I'm on, I think, the last chapter that's coming up. But watching his coordinates. And by the way, the good news is I did receive the DVDs that we will be showing. There's 8 of them, 1 hour each. And with Joe's cooperation, we'll be able to play them on here. Great. Okay, 11. And many lying prophets will arise.
Oh.
Lying prophets? Deceiving multitudes and leading them away from the path of truth. You can say ouch there. There will be such an increase of the sin of lawlessness that those whose hearts once burned with passion. Who are these people? These are the believers. Okay? Those whose hearts once burned with passion for God, and others will grow cold. Headlines. But hold your hope. Hold your hope. Firmly to the end, and you will experience life and deliverance. What an incredible promise. That was one of the things I cried out today. I said, Lord, I still see these cotton picking weaknesses operating and trying to take me for a ride and sometimes succeed, and it makes me angry because I see the old nature flaring up. Any relatives around here? All right. See, this is the promise we can hold on to. I will experience life and deliverance. Declare it with me. I will experience life and deliverance. I will taste it. It'll be mine. And I'll be free. Finally. Yet through it all, the good news of heaven's kingdom will be proclaimed all over the world. Right, John? All over the world, providing every nation with the demonstration of the reality of God. And after that, the end of this age will arrive. So, you see, the tribulation period has been going on for a long time. I would say roughly 2,000 years. Because real believers have not had it easy. They have been tested and tested and retested. And I remember a song we used to sing, Refiner's Fire. You know? And it comes, and there's a season of release, and then it comes again, and you taste a little more. But God's grace is with us. And if we give up on hope, we're in trouble. You cannot afford to give up on hope. When you witness what Daniel prophesied, the disgusting destroyer taking its stand in the holy place, let the reader learn. Then those in the land of Judah must escape to the higher ground. On that day, if you happen to be outside, don't go back inside to gather belongings. And if you're working out in the field, don't run back home to get a coat. It will especially be hard for pregnant women. and for those nursing their babies in those days. So pray that you escape, that your escape will not be during the winter months or on the Sabbath. For this will be a time of great misery beyond the magnitude of anything the world has ever seen or ever will see. Now I'm going to put a pause there because a lot of people put that at 70 AD. But the context is not at 70 AD. Okay? It's for the last days. Unless God limited those days, no one would escape. So God is going to have mercy in spite of all this darkness that will manifest. But because of his love for those chosen to be his. Ah, who is that? Ah, it's us. Because of his love for those chosen to be his, he will shorten that time of trouble. And you will hear reports from some saying, look, he has returned. The Messiah is over here. Or the Messiah is over there. Don't believe it. For there will be imposters falsely claiming to be God's anointed one. And false prophets will arise to perform miracles, signs to lead astray. If possible, those God has chosen to be his. Remember this, for I prophesy it will happen. So if someone says to you, look, the anointed one has returned, he's in the desert. Don't go chasing after them or after him. Or if they say to you, look, he's here in our house, don't believe it. The appearing of the Son of Man will burst forth with the brightness of lightning shining from the eastern sky to the west. How do birds of prey know where the dead body is? They just know instinctively. And so you will know when I appear. Right here. Your spirit man is going to be so aware. And all this false stuff is just going to fall by the wayside because you're not going to be flowing with anybody else but Holy Spirit right inside of you, prompting you, just like he prompted some of you tonight. And he prompted you to do. He prompted you to walk. He prompted you to pray. He prompted you to play the shofar, to blow the shofar, to dance before him, to celebrate his victory over death. To me, that is New Year. The appearing of the Son of Man, verse 29, then immediately this is what will take place. The sun will be darkened and the moon give no light. The stars will fall from the sky and all the cosmic powers will be shaken. Then the sign announcing the Son of Man will appear in the sky and all the nations of the earth will mourn over him. Did you hear? Nations? With an S, right? Nations? And they will see the Son of Man appearing on the clouds of heaven, revealed with mighty power, great splendor and glory. And he will send his messengers with the loud blast of the trumpet. Did you hear that? And with a great voice, they will gather his beloved chosen ones from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. You see, I was searching my heart today. I said, Lord, I have no clue what you want. He said, why don't you just wait? I'm not good at waiting. Well, I wasn't so good at waiting. But you know, if he would have told me to go to Matthew 24, I probably would have, but he didn't say to. He told me to wait. Anybody else have a problem with waiting? They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall run and not faint. Teach me, Lord, teach me, Lord, to wait. He's teaching us. So I believe that the trumpet that we will be hearing before this trumpet shows is President Trump, because he's going to be shouting. They're already screaming about this and that and this and that. You can tell there's a stirring going on, and God is on the move. I want to just say to the Lord, thank you for taking care of us. Thank you for Holy Spirit traveling through the heavens and the earth, waiting to bring himself here, waiting to bring the life of Christ into our hearts in a deeper way. But you see, I believe one of the most important things that he prophesied is we will taste the freedom and the deliverance and the healing that he's promised. We're not going to be in this condition through this whole test. We're going to be at a higher level. And that, I believe, is what he wants from us and for us.